This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Final hour of power coming up here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. It's the Youngest in Charge Movement, Liddell Willingham, taking you up to 9 o'clock. It has been an eventful first hour of the program. Because I'll be honest with you, the number one story here in town is that a bill giving D.C. long-term control of the RFK site, potentially for a new commander stadium, that bill passed today and is now advancing to the Senate floor. Yet I've spent the first hour of this program.
It passed committee. It should be specified. Yeah.
Passed Senate committee, now advances to the Senate floor. Right. So that is the biggest story right now in town. Alex Ovechkin is 27 goals away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal-scoring record. And he suffered a pretty significant injury last night, according to multiple reports. And we'll await word to see just how severe it actually was.
They were calling it, they're awaiting week to week right now. So it doesn't sound like he's coming back in a couple days.
He's week to week. But I say all that to say this. There's so many other relevant things going on right now in town. Yet I spent the first hour about to blow a head gasket over the Washington Wizards not consistently playing hard. And I'd say it all the time. I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. Anyone that was judging this year based off of wins and losses needs to be drug tested. That's not what this team is. It's not what it's about this year. It's about forming good habits throughout an 82-game season and through 13 contests. I can't say I've seen them form many good habits. Right now we go out to the guest hotline where we find our pal Josh Robbins, who covers those Washington Wizards for The Athletic. Make sure you give him a follow on the X app at Joshua B. Robbins. Josh, my friend, how are you?
I'm fine. You are in rare form. I've been listening to the last. You called me at 7:33 p.m. tonight to invite me on the show, and so I've listened ever since we got off the phone, and wow, I couldn't tell if I'm listening to Skip Bayless or Stephen A.
Is that a compliment, Josh? Damn! That can't be a compliment.
You are very entertaining.
I appreciate it.
And you're
it,
not...
yeah. I lost you there for a hot second, but I pick up what you're putting down.
Yeah, gasket. You blew a gasket.
Yeah, I blew several gaskets, Josh. But if you've been listening for the past half hour, you certainly understand the perspective that I have and where I'm coming from. I said it a lot last year. This is a very young, impressionable basketball club. So I think there is a responsibility that this front office has to put in place good, solid veterans to help show these guys the ropes. And to put it bluntly, I do not believe some of the veterans that are currently in that locker room are best for the development of these young guys? What would you say to that?
I would think that I know that a lot of the NBA people, like scouts, executives who watch from afar, would say the same thing. I think, though, as good as you were and as entertaining and as passionate as you were the last 30 minutes, you're oversimplifying it just a little bit. The last two games were very bad.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree. But the first, 11 games were not to the level these last two were. And so they are at a potential inflection point. They got to get that corrected. They got to get this effort thing corrected. Can't get to three games in a row like this. And it's going to be tough because Friday night, who do they play?
Boston.
The Celtics.
Yeah.
And the Celtics are demolishing right now the undefeated Cavaliers. So, yes, for the last two games, you're 100% correct. And in the case of Kuzma, the last three games, because he was atrocious in Atlanta.
Yeah.
In what was, I think, an unserious performance. But it hasn't been as bad as you say over the length of time that you said. But the last two games have been bad.
And I think I can agree with you on that. And I can say that maybe I was a little hyperbolic in terms of how long this has lasted. But my overarching point, remains the same. I just wonder how much longer this will go, because you mentioned the upcoming schedule. Let's first of all dissect some of the reasons why a team may play with poor effort. And this is the NBA, but some of what I'm about to say resonates at the little league level, at the high school level, at the collegiate level. Boston's knocked in 14 threes tonight, Josh, in the first half. For a young, impressionable basketball team that knows it's not supposed to win a bunch of games, when the other team is consistently making shots and you're not, that shouldn't impact your effort. But as we've seen, Josh, with this team, it has impacted their effort. That stuff is the stuff that I want to see vanish, because that's just not building good habits. The other team's shot making, your shot making, should not determine your effort level. And I think we've seen that happen too many times over the past 24 months.
All right, but we're talking about this season.
Yes.
And not the right – I don't think you're using the best example. When you're taking the ball out of your net, you're going to look slower and you're going to be able to attack less efficiently than the other team. Because you're taking the ball out of your net, the other team gets set. But again, you're right. The last two games and for a couple of vets, the last three games have been very bad. So, why is this happening? Well, they got their butts kicked last night to a very talented team.
Yes.
That's trying to win a championship. They were on the second night of a back-to-back. They were atrocious. And Brian Keefe, you didn't even play the best parts of Brian Keefe last night.
I missed, yeah.
He left the press conference. Not that any bad questions were asked. It was just nothing more to say. And sometimes as the coach, you have to make a statement by what you say to the media or how long you stay there with the media, that kind of thing. So, the Wizards are not good enough. And the last two nights, they haven't played hard enough. The last two games, they haven't played hard enough. And I agree. This is critical because you got four guys, 20 years old and younger, who they expect and hope and need to be their part of their core going forward. And you can't be signaling that kind of stuff to them. You just can't. And so you're right. Kuzma has got to be better. Poole has been good. Last night he needed to be better.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm with you most of the way, but not all of the way.
No, I hear. That's why I bring you on. You're the voice of reason, Josh Robbins. We need you here to calm a guy like me down. Be open and honest in what you think about what I said. I can take it.
Yes. Yes, you can. And you've been open and honest with me about
Josh Robbins, ladies and gentlemen, always a pleasure to have you on the program. I want to get into something that was asked by Veron Shakur of the Washington Post. It was in reference to Kyle Kuzma in his shot selection since his return to the lineup. What did you make of the exchange between Keith and Veron, and how transparent do you believe Brian was being in his tolerance of some of Kyle's shots?
I thought I asked one of the questions.
Maybe I'm mistaken. I saw...
No, he asked Varun.
I'm sorry. Varun. That's my apologies.
Shankar.
Wow. And that's... I'm being a terrible radio host.
I asked the second one. And so Varun asked about who's his shot selection in that game in Atlanta. And then I followed up by asking, hey, are you cool, Brian Keith, with Kuz taking 28 shots in 28 minutes? And Brian Keith essentially said, yes, I thought they were good shots. Now, that's ridiculous. They weren't good shots. But...
Josh, hold on for a second. But this is my thing. And we're going through the same thing right now with the Commanders, with Dan Quinn in the injury situation. For someone that's covered professional sports as long as you have, Josh, from a fan's perspective, do you understand... And I guess not even from the fans' perspective, but just from a competitive balance perspective and a not trying to fracture your locker room. Do you get why coaches come up to the podium and lie?
I wouldn't say he was lying. I would think that he, first of all, you and I have been covering pro sports for the same amount of time. One of the things that they like about Brian Keith, and he's a new school coach, not like it was when I started covering the league. He will never, and he never has in 52 games as the head coach, ripped a single one of his players.
Right.
And he hasn't really even criticized any of his players. Last night was as close as he's gotten, and he still didn't go over that line. Do I get why? Yes. Now, the thing with Brian Keith is he may be saying something. He's just not going to go over that line in the public. He won't. Even in terms of his praise, he doesn't usually go over that line.
Mm-hmm.
But in private, he will tell a player exactly what he thinks. Exactly. Remember, this is the person who benched Jordan Poole last year.
Right.
So what I see in these press conferences and what fans see in these press conferences is not really what he says to the players, because it's he views that as unproductive, but he is much more transparent, much more blunt, one on one with guys.
Well, that's Josh, true. As an outsider, I can make the argument that between Keith and Wes, the behind the scenes criticism, obviously, and I don't know, maybe I'm being overly critical here, hasn't been enough because the behavior isn't changing, in my opinion.
Again, well...
And it's hard for me, Josh, because I can't help but lump in last year when he took over as a part of this.
All right, well, so I love your opinions, and you're not completely wrong. Brian Keith's record was not demonstrably... It was the same as Wes's.
Yeah.
But...
It looked different.
Remember, totally much different. You're comparing apples to oranges.
Mm-hmm.
For most of the season, Brian Keith was coaching. He was coaching with less than his full roster, particularly toward the end, and they were playing harder. And all that stuff about complaining to the refs, that largely cleaned up under Brian. And they did play harder. Remember, just as recently as whenever it was, 8 days ago, whenever they were playing Golden State.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
At that game,
15 days ago.
Yeah, you were telling me, oh, wow, they are onto something good. So you weren't the only one.
Yes.
You weren't the only one. I was impressed by that tenacity myself. So two largely different coaches. But again, the last two nights have been bad, period. And they've got to turn that part of it around, because if it continues, If it continues, you're really teaching a terrible lesson to these young guys who are critical to their future.
But then, Josh, and not to cut you off, you just sparked a thought in my mind. At some point, as much praise as this front office has got, Wiz Vengers, all the nicknames you can think of, Big Three, whatever, at some point, doesn't it become don't they take on some of this burden as well for constructing this roster the way that they did? They knew they were going to draft three guys in the first round. I love bringing in Malcolm. I think Malcolm is a great guy to have around. He's going to play hard a lot. His experience, you know, prime success in this league. But I go back to what I say about Anthony Gill. Anthony Gill does everything the right way and is a model citizen. But when Anthony Gill doesn't get minutes, his voice becomes lessened because you want to see a guy, you want to hear from a guy who's doing it. I think I go back to the roster construction as a big problem for me.
Okay, so Wiz Vengers? Come on.
Well, Brian,
remember Thor, Thor, the Hulk,
yeah.
Valkyrie, that they were the Revengers in Ragnarok. So, again, a little bit. You're not telling the full story. They brought in Valanciunas.
They did, correct.
Okay, and he's the consummate pro, and he's the type of guy you want in your locker room. They kept Malcolm Brogdon. They could have just tried to send him away. They could have tried to trade him immediately when that deal for Denny went through. They didn't. They kept him in part because they saw value in his leadership. They could have traded Kuz at the trade deadline last year. They didn't, partly because Kuz didn't want to go. Jordan Poole this year has been pretty good. I mean, you said so yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're simplifying it a little bit. Let's remember this.
Go ahead.
They're playing often. Now, not last night because Bilal was hurt. They're playing heavy, heavy, heavy minutes to four guys who are 19 mm-hmm. or 20. And no team, I don't care who you have around them, unless it's LeBron and LeBron's prime, is not going to get rocked when you play that number of under 21 players.
Right.
That's just the reality. That's the NBA. And the Wizards are consciously doing that, A, to fast-track their development. That is true. But they're also doing it in order to lose. And it's what they need to do because they have got to give themselves every advantage in that draft lottery because that is their Super Bowl. That is their Super Bowl, and it has to go well.
It's a tough spot to be as a fan. We're joined right now by Wizards insider Josh Robbins, who covers the team for The Athletic. Give him a follow on the X app at Joshua B. Robbins. And I needed this, Josh. You were listening before you came on. This is like a therapy session for me. Like, I need this from you. You walk me off the ledge because I'm ready to fire everybody, Josh. I'm annoyed. I'm frustrated. But I also understand the latter part of what you just said. And I said this while you were listening. Everyone knows in that organization, players, coaches, that they're not trying to actively win, but there's a respectable way to lose. In the last two nights, I think they disrespected the game, and I don't want to see that moving forward. And I think they're such a young, impressionable team. I go back to the habits thing. You mentioned Kyle Kuzma, and the big subplot on Twitter has been Kyle Kuzma being on the floor is the worst thing for the young pups, and they can't develop with Kyle Kuzma on the floor, and people are, you know, breaking down shot attempts with Kuz on the floor. Look, I get where some of the fans are coming from with that, and I certainly understand you can't deny the numbers. They are what they are. When you look at the long-term plan for Kyle Kuzma, why would the Wizards be reluctant to move off of him?
Now, I have not heard anything to the contrary, but my opinion is that this February is going to be an interesting signpost. He's in the next to last year of his contract, I believe,
mm-hmm.
On a reasonable contract. So that I'm losing my. Does he have 3 years left? Anyway,
I think it's two years, but it's de-escalates.
Okay. Well, yes. Well, he could. This February, he'll be a trade candidate.
Yeah.
He just will be. So why keep him? Partly because, again, they're playing. There are times when they play three, sometimes four guys, 20, who are either 19 or 20.
Mm-hmm.
When you have someone on the court who you know is going to take a shot one or two times out of every five down the floor, at least, that takes a little bit of the pressure off these young guys. Now, they don't look like they're under pressure, but the reality is they're processing a million things a minute.
Yes.
They're largely, for the most part, not always, overmatched. And having someone like Kuzma or Poole, who you know you can just get the ball to and you're going to get a shot, makes things a little bit easier. Again, that's the thought process. That's the thought process. Because you asked for it. Mm-hmm. But again, the way Kuz played in Atlanta, I think on the second night he had come back after he'd come back from an injury, shooting 28 times in 20. I reviewed every one of those shots myself on Sunday, and he was, for the most part, not always, I would say 25 out of the 28 times he wasn't even looking to pass. So that, I agree, that was not good.
No.
usually he's not like that. That was maybe his worst moment as a Wizard, that game.
Mm.
So, yes, he's got to be better. I agree. And I thought the last two games, including last night, offensively, he was better.
So let me ask you this. In terms of Brian's messaging to you and Verone's question, how different do you think his response was to you compared to what he said to the guys in the locker room about it?
I think if he has an issue with a particular player, he'll bring it up to the player one-on-one.
Yeah.
That's what I gather. And I think that's the way the majority of coaches of this era are. Now, in terms of the overall defense, maybe the overall kind of shot diet and shot selection on offense, now that's something that's brought up in front of the whole team. And in terms of video, well, then video clips, that will be specific video clips, of course, will be shown that will single out individual players' mistakes. And there's no single player who is free of that.
Right.
They're all fair game, which is as it needs to be.
And
I don't think that was any different under West, by the way. The difference, you said it very well before I came on air, and he brought me on and you lost your momentum. you said, I'm paraphrasing you, how do you hold guys accountable? By sitting them if you have to.
Yeah.
And so this year, so far, Brian Keith has not done that. If this continues, he's going to have to do that.
Well, he's got no choice, Josh. Because if you're not going to sit them, you accept the behavior.
I just said that.
I know.
I just said that.
I know, but you get me back on my soapbox now. Because that's the only way, in my opinion, that you can really prove that the actions aren't acceptable.
That's
words,
right.
Words can only go so far.
That's right, and I've written that. I wrote that as far back as West. And I wrote that this summer when Brian was hired. And, hey, there's no tougher test than this Friday night. The best team in basketball is coming to town. You know, for the word, it's, if the Wizards had no luck, it's the worst stroke of luck, they got the best team in the world coming into town on Friday night, the team that's spanking the daylights right now out of the undefeated Cavaliers. And if you're not going to play hard against the Celtics,
it's just going to show.
It's really going to show.
Yeah.
Now, they could play their hardest and still get demolished by 25.
Right.
The Celtics are that good. And if the Celtics are hitting their threes,
it's over.
Yeah, it's no shot.
Yeah, it's going to be worse than that. So it's you know, one night it's the Knicks at MSG on the second night of back-to-back, then it's Friday night at home. If they didn't have any bad luck in terms of this, the way this is going to shake out, yeah, they'd have no luck at all.
Welcome to the NBA, Josh. Everybody's good. Yeah,
well, some teams are great, yeah, and the Celtics are great.
For sure.
And these flaws that you're talking about, we're going to see it very clearly whether that continues Friday night. And can't they're going to have to play harder.
Can't yeah. wait. Cannot wait. NBA Cup game at that, so it should mean a little bit more.
Well, you're going to look at that court that they're going to – the court surface they're going to trot out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not my favorite court surface.
Well, there goes another hot take from Joshua B. Robbins, ladies and gentlemen. Josh, I appreciate you as always, my friend. I will see you Friday, my brother.
All right, good. Take care.
Take care. That is Josh Robbins, ladies and gentlemen, one of the absolute best talking all things Washington Wizards, one of my favorites. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will get into the burgundy and gold final half hour of the program. Big-time news earlier today, some movement on the RFK site and whether or not the Commanders can actually get back there to build their new stadium. We'll give you the deets on that next. This is The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big thank you to Josh Robbins of The Athletic joining us in the last segment. If you miss any of my conversation with Josh, you are in luck. Download the free Odyssey app, use the Odyssey Rewind feature, and go back to the top of the 8 o'clock hour to get the latest on the Washington Wizards from Josh Robbins. And I'll be honest, I feel a lot better. I feel a lot better after talking to Josh about the Wizards. I do.
Like getting a mental massage.
It's like getting a mental massage. All I can think about is like someone caressing someone's head. When I think of mental massage, that's all I can think about. Anyways, got to the bottom of the Wizards. Look, first of all, the Celtics, while we were doing the interview with Josh, the Celtics were up like 25. They're now up 8. So, the Cleveland Cavaliers have now cut this to 6. There were 16-0 coming into tonight. You can see they're picked up their defensive intensity. They're picking up at half court. That's what I like to see. A team playing hard. What a concept. Anyways, we'll keep you up to speed on that as Celtics and Cavs get ready to wrap up the third quarter. But no, on the Wizards, like, I get it. The last two games in particular, the effort hasn't been there. But as I've noted, there have been spurts throughout the season where they've played hard. I remember the Golden State game, how hard they played against Golden State. But they followed up the Golden State game by getting boat raced the following Friday by Memphis without Desmond Bane and without Ja Morant. So I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about that. But Josh is objective. Josh is critical. And he's going to tell me when I'm hyperbolizing things. I don't personally think I was exaggerating, but there are some stretches where they play well. Like San Antonio, they play hard and they play well. The Golden State game, thought they played hard. The two games against Atlanta, thought they played hard. The first half against Cleveland, I thought they played hard. But we'll see. We will see. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. The main story tonight is the Washington Commanders. Today was a busy day, an important day, in terms of D.C. gaining control of the RFK site for a potential new Commander Stadium. That legislation passed the Senate committee, and it now advances to the Senate floor for a full vote, meaning they're far from a conclusion or a solution in this, but they're a hell of a lot closer than they've been. It's the best way that I can put it. This is from Eric Flack of WSA9. It says, sources close to the Commander Stadium pursuit say today's committee vote huge, but the biggest hurdle, Metal Chris, is, like you were saying, is finding a way to insert that RFK bill into a larger spending bill for passage. Now, from a timing standpoint, they've got 9 days left to make that happen. Not an easy task. Not an easy task at all. The Cavs are now down 4, by the way. Holy hell. What a ferocious comeback this has been. And look at that boy, Donovan Mitchell. Huh?
It's that ugly court, man.
It's the court. You're going to blame it on the court, I know. Well, if you think this court's ugly, you see the Lakers court tonight?
No. What are they doing for that one this year?
I'm gonna send it to you on the old X app.
All right.
But you're not going to like it. But yeah, look, the bottom line is when it comes to the Wizards and, the Commanders in their pursuit of a new stadium, as much nostalgia as there is surrounding D.C., right? As much nostalgia as there is surrounding D.C., I continue to believe the jurisdiction that will ultimately get the ability to house the stadium will be the one that's got the most public funding. And right now, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Maryland is better set up to publicly fund a stadium project. So that to me is what it's going to come down to. The other thing is this, right? The other thing is this. I think the decision that is going to have to be made here, the ultimate thing that it will come down to, in my opinion, is who's going to publicly fund this thing. I continue to say D.C. is in no position to do that. Muriel Bowser will be on tomorrow morning at 7:45 with the Sports Junkie, so make sure you're tapped into that. Should be a very explosive interview. We should get some more clarity on everything involved in this bill. But I just think for D.C., as a guy that works out here and spends a lot of time out here, has family members in the D.C. public school system, taxpayer dollars should go towards after-school programs and putting more money into D.C. transit police, putting more money into the metro. Like, that's the stuff that the money should be put into. But I understand the argument of, well, if they're able to house a Commander Stadium, all the revenue and money that that's going to bring in turn, will help D.C. Public Schools. In turn, will help Metro. In turn, will help the police.
We call that trickle-down economics, it generally doesn't work.
It generally doesn't work. But here's the thing, right? And my whole thing, Chris, and this is where it's interesting, how it all loops in. If Jaden Daniels wasn't the quarterback of the Commanders, and if the team wasn't in its current state, I would say it's less likely that they get a return on their investment. But I think now that the product is better, more people are inclined to come out. So it kind of all blends itself together, and it's useful to one another. But as you said, it's trickle-down economics, and reality is it ain't a guarantee. See, the way Mario Bowles is going to sell it to you is that it's a guarantee. Oh, if we invest X amount of dollars into a new stadium, we're going to get X amount of dollars back to help out the general public. It doesn't work.
They'll talk about new jobs and stuff like that, too. But the way they count new jobs is also very finagly, you know.
But here's the thing about jobs with the stadium, right? I know people that work at Nats
Park. But, like, all those politicians, they're always like, oh, we're going to make all these new jobs when we pass this thing. But, like, a lot of times they're talking about, like, the bills of, like, the contract to build the stadium itself. And, like, those are jobs for, like, you know, 6 months, a year, whatever. But they're not, like, a career. Yeah. So,
you're picking up what I'm putting down.
Yeah,
man. That's my whole thing with this. Because it's their job. It's her job as a politician to get that money. Point blank. They just aren't 100% truthful about it when they're trying to get that money.
But we haven't heard what she's going to say yet, so I would just say, you know, wait till we hear what she says.
Yes,
I would say that, but
yeah.
You know, as politicians, I don't hold my breath for what any of them say personally. I mean, I'd like to hear what she says, but I don't. You know, we've just been through a whole election here. You know,
it's been a lot. It's been a lot. But my thing is this, and we touched on this a little bit earlier. My question now becomes, no matter whether it's in D.C., Chris, or in Maryland, who's paying for it? Who's paying for it?
Well, I'm going to tell you, those Jaden Daniels jerseys ain't going down in price anytime soon.
You're damn right about that.
I'll tell you that.
Somebody's got to foot the bill. So I don't know if you knew this or not, Chris. I found this out earlier. You remember all the hoopla about the 76ers arena, and the citizens are mad that they're moving it from downtown, and it's not going to be in that same corridor with the Flyers Eagles.
Yep.
Check this out. And it's a different company, I get it, but it's the same owner.
Which I thought they just got like a new arena in the last 10 years
But anyway, I didn't realize the 76ers are covering 100% of the cost of the $1.3 billion new
arena. So is that Josh Harris, basically, then, right?
That's what I'm saying. So, but it's a different group. It's Josh Harris that is a part of Blitzer Entertainment Group, which is the Wolf Blitzer stuff.
Sure.
But he's a part of this ownership group, too, ain't he?
I don't know, but I know Wolf Blitzer is a big Wizards fan because I sat behind him at a Wizards game once, and I wasn't sure if it was him or not, so I tweeted at him on my phone. I was like, I think I see Wolf Blitzer sitting in front of me at the game, and looks at his phone, and about a minute later, he turns around, and I was like waving at him, like,
"Hey, Wolf!" But no,
I actually sat there and talked to him for like 10 minutes. He was real nice, but
I think the 76ers in their new arena plays a huge piece in this. If you don't think it does, you're just being naive. I think it plays a huge piece in this. But here's my thing, Chris: did they cover 100% of the cost because of that many fans were complaining about the move in the first place? I think that would have to have something to do with it. And here's the other part of this that I really love from the Sixers. And I'm going to pull it up here. 76ers new arena cost. One thing that they're doing, which I think Josh and Mark Eyne and the Commanders would be idiots not to do. So in this new stadium project, they're donating $50 million to the greater Philadelphia, to the greater area of Philadelphia. I can see
they have a fan training program out there to rehabilitate some of their fans. Because let me tell you.
Because they're terrible people. But no, like the fact that he's investing in the actual community, I think is massive. And I think that the same mentality, hopefully, is here with the Commander Stadium. Because Josh Harris and Mark Hunt are from the area. They proclaim themselves to be stewards of this franchise. If that's the case, and you're such a steward, pay for this damn stadium. You got 21 limited partners. I think they should foot a majority of the bill, right? It's a perfect opportunity to help either D.C. or Maryland's economy boom so other major issues can get addressed. And I'm more so talking about D.C. when I talk about those other issues. Because let me tell you, there ain't a lack of funding for Montgomery County Police, I'll tell you that. Or for PG County Police either, I'll tell you that. They're everywhere. You can't go down the block without seeing them. But it's the perfect chance to invest in this community, in this team that means so much to you, and make it a safer, better place to live. Point blank, period. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get into football a little bit. Commanders running back Austin Ekeler joins Grant and Danny each and every Tuesday at 5 o'clock right here on The Fan. During today's Austin Ekeler interview, he divulged some information that is interesting. Let's hear from Austin Ekeler next. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. MGM at National Harbor Lister Lounge. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Youngest in charge, Ruben Liddell Willingham. I'll take you to 9 o'clock. Home stretch of the show here. Something I want to get into. The Washington Commanders offense has sputtered over the last 2 weeks. I think anybody that's watched can clearly see that. If I had to put my finger on the biggest reason for the struggles, there's multiple reasons. The offensive line hasn't played as well. The quarterback simply hasn't played as well. Their inability to stay ahead of the chains has been glaringly obvious. And then their lack of patience with the run game. But I want to get back to the quarterback play for a second. Anybody who believes that Jaden Daniels is 100% and is not hurt right now is oblivious, is the best way that I can put it. They're not being honest about the situation. And I was having the conversation with Grant as he was leaving the studio. I said, man, you almost want your head coach to be a liar at the podium. Seriously. You want to maintain your competitive balance, your competitive edge. My thing with the Commanders and Jaden Daniels' injury, like, who are you fooling here? It's very clear and obvious that he's hurt. Dan Quinn opened up his press conference yesterday. Chris, is Dan Quinn's cut there in the folder for tonight? The way he opened up his presser yesterday, talking about Jaden Daniels, screams that something is wrong with Jaden Daniels. It's very clear and obvious that something's up. If you watched Philadelphia, it was very clear something was up with Jaden Daniels. The Pittsburgh game, not so much. I think you could just attribute that to the Steelers being just a great defense, and you see what they do against mobile quarterbacks. Look at Lamar Jackson, one career win versus the Steelers. But, like, it's very clear and obvious that something is up. Chris, I just threw it in the folder. It is Commanders head coach Dan Quinn from yesterday on what contributed or what has contributed to Washington's offensive struggles. I love Dan Quinn. I think he's a great leader of men. He's doing his best Bill Belichick when it comes to Jaden Daniels' rib injury. Here's Dan Quinn on what he thinks has contributed to the offensive struggles.
Jaden is not injured right now, but we did lose valuable practice time, John, with him and his teammates when he was injured. And that's hard on all the guys. It's a really, really important part of what we do. And we don't have banked reps in years, so we're very much looking forward to getting back onto a full week and regular practice sessions with the guys. So over the last few weeks, we've had to, you know, put that together in small bits. So that's what I think into that space. And as we're heading into this week, we're looking forward to getting a full week of our practice and, you know, work the things that we need to.
And because of that, where do you see that? Is it the rhythm of the pass game? Where do you see that affecting the pass game most?
I would say the rhythm and timing too, John, I think is a big piece of it too. You have to be able to run things full speed. Walkthroughs are good to help where you do a line and where do you target, but you need the practice. You need the full speed reps to really, you know, let it rip and go. And so that's why that's such an important piece of what we do, the Wednesday, the Thursday, the Friday of the week. So we'll look forward to getting into some full weeks for sure, John.
It's Commanders head coach Dan Quinn keeping it real about the Commanders' offensive struggles. The one thing he didn't keep it real on, in my opinion, was the status and health of quarterback Jaden Daniels. Beautiful thing about it, Jaden Daniels has teammates as well. Austin Eckler, Jaden Daniels' teammate, running back for the Washington Commanders. He joins Grant and Danny right here on The Fan each and every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. Had this to say about injuries in general.
We're in a job where you don't really get the option to call in sick. And kind of the mentality of this job is that if you can play, you can go. Like, you're going if you can play, right? If you've earned that role and you're in that starter spot or even the backup spot, like, can you not go or can you go? It's kind of the mentality. And that, as a competitor in this league, that's what it comes down to. You know, I've played with a lot of guys, even myself, you know, especially the rib category. I'm not a quarterback, so I can't speak for them. But broken ribs, yeah, you can get through that. You know, some sprains, you know, shoulders, upper body, lower body, ankles, all that stuff. You can get through it. Like, hey, we have some painkillers. You know, we have ways, we have treatment, we have all these things that we can do to get ourselves ready to go for 1 hour on Sunday. And that's what the season becomes later in the year.
What did he say about ribs? Broken? I mean, look, that's what I'm saying, man. And Grant and Danny do a damn good job. They got to keep the relationship as steady as they can with Austin Eckler and the sponsor and all that. Austin Eckler messed up. He wasn't supposed to say that. I mean, he wasn't. We think he's making it up that the kid's ribs are broken. Is he saying that the kid's ribs is broken?
I want my Jaden back, Jaden back, Jaden back. I want my Jaden back.
Seriously. Can we play it again? This is Commanders running back, Austin Eckler, speaking in generalities about injuries.
Yeah, we're in a job where you don't really get the option to call in sick. And kind of the mentality of this job is that if you can play, you can go. Like, you're going if you can play, right? If you've earned that role and you're in that starter spot or even the backup spot, like, can you not go or can you go? It's kind of the mentality. And that, as a competitor in this league, that's what it comes down to. You know, I've played with a lot of guys, even myself, you know, especially the rib category. I'm not a quarterback, so I can't speak for them. But broken ribs, yeah, you can get through that. You know, some sprains, you know, shoulders, upper body, lower body, ankles, all that stuff. You can get through it. Like, hey, we have some painkillers. You know, we have ways, we have treatment, we have all these things that we can do to get ourselves ready to go for 1 hour on Sunday. And that's what the season becomes later in the year.
Well, I'm going to let you all chew on that for the rest of the night. You can catch me back in the saddle tomorrow afternoon, 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern time on our sister station, the Team 980, as I sit in for Craig Hoffman. You can bet your ass this is what we will be leading with tomorrow. Are Jaden Daniels' ribs broken? Find out more tomorrow on the Team 980, 4 to 7. Make sure you keep it locked right here on The Fan, starting at 6 o'clock a.m. Eastern time. Tomorrow, the Sports Junkies will have you covered. Jam-packed show. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser going to join the program, as well as head coach of the Maryland Terrapins football program, Mike Loxley. Keep it locked on The Fan. The Junks coming at you tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern time.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.